Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I'm going to cover exactly how to be more confident. All right, so this is a personal issue for me because I've had a lot of confidence problems that I've worked out over the last 5 years, and I'm still working on some, but I think I have some good insights for you about how to develop your confidence and to understand really where you're coming from if you're not feeling confident. Why it is that you're not as confident as you see other people being, and how to flip that around. So let's crack into it, and I'm actually going to give you a recipe that you can follow in the next 15 minutes to get yourself back on track and being the confident type of person that you want to be. So confidence. Let's understand why you're not confident, and let's actually back up one step and start with the idea that if you're not confident right now, if you're feeling meek, if you're feeling very introverted, if you're feeling that you're not assertive, if you're not decisive with people and in social situations, whether it's in an intimate relationship or at work or with your friends, all of that can be flipped around. All of that can be changed. You're going to have to do some deep personal work, some personal development in order to get yourself to the place that you want to be at, but you can certainly do it. I've done it in my own life. Where I started out from is that I was overweight for most of my childhood and up through college, and so that really crippled my self-image as far as how attractive I felt I was, as far as how confident I could be in social situation, both when in a relationship with the opposite sex, but even in work-type situations, or even when I was interacting with, let's say, a grocery store clerk. Just the level of assertiveness that I had there was not the level of assertiveness that I wanted. And so I realized that I had to get this handled, and so I started following some of these principles I'm going to share with you and really made a lot of progress. So I really want to encourage you to not tell yourself that you're just an introvert, that you're a shy type of person. Maybe you have been up to this point, but you can change all that. All of that is changeable. So let's talk about why you're not confident. The bottom line, the reason that you're not confident is because you have some limiting beliefs that somehow got instilled in you. Whether you instilled them in yourself, or whether the environment that you were growing up in as a kid, or even as an early adult, instilled them into you, somehow they got into your system. So limiting beliefs, beliefs about, for example, caring what other people think of you, trying to get approval from other people, worrying that you're gonna somehow make a fool of yourself, or somehow you're gonna get rejected, or somehow you're gonna get embarrassed, or somehow you're gonna get disapproval in some way from the people that you're talking with, or that somehow what you have to say is not as valuable as what other people have to say, or that somehow maybe you view yourself as a naturally shy kind of in your shell type of person. Well, all of those can be real stumbling blocks towards developing your confidence. And how do they get into your system? Well, they get into your system because as you're growing up, you have different conditions that you're put into. And a lot of times, we literally have one or two traumatic events in our past that have suppressed our natural extroversion. And I forget exactly who the author was, but I remember reading in one book, and I loved the brilliance of this, is that the author said that we are all born extroverted. And those that are introverts are simply introverts because something happened to them to obscure and block their natural extroversion. And I find that to be true. For me, I had various incidents in my past that have caused me to be introverted. You, I'm sure, have your own set of incidents. So maybe it was the way that your parents treated you, or maybe it was the way that your siblings treated you, or maybe the way that things happened at school, maybe a friend rejected you, maybe someone broke up with you, something traumatic like that, that had caused you to just retreat and go back into your shell. And now what happens is that that is ingrained somewhere deep in your subconscious, and you don't want to come out. You don't want to express yourself. You feel like if you are going to be your natural self, and you're going to be assertive with people, that somehow it's going to come back to hurt you. So you feel insecure around people, whether in relationships intimately or at work or anywhere else. So that's the bottom line of it. So if you want to be more confident, ultimately you have to dig into these limiting beliefs. That's the fundamental solution. What you got to do is you got to start identifying, and this is, we're now getting into the recipe of how to build your confidence. All right, so this is the first step, is I want you to start identifying areas in your life specifically where you lack confidence. So don't just say, I'm not a confident person. Identify where you're not confident. So maybe you're not confident when you're on a date. Maybe you're not confident when you're in a bar and a club. Maybe you're not confident talking to the opposite sex. Maybe you're not confident at work when you just stand up for your beliefs. Maybe you're not confident when you're interacting with a manager or a boss. Maybe you're not confident when you're in a large group of people. Maybe you're not even confident when you're in the grocery store purchasing your groceries and just talking to the cashier. Where are you lacking confidence? Maybe all the above, but probably, I'm guessing, somewhere more specific, right? One or two of those are specifically causing you the biggest trouble. So I want you to sit down and write down what are all the specific areas in your life where you're encountering this. And when you get that specific, you're going to start to see some patterns emerge, and you're going to start to identify the problem more specifically, because just general lack of confidence is very abstract and generic. So first, you're going to hone that down. And I want you to really identify specifically the actions that are happening. So even when you're not confident, let's say, on a date, what is it exactly that's causing you insecurity there? Think about that. What actions? Is it the beginning of the date when you first meet and you feel kind of awkward and you don't know that person too well, and so it's kind of awkward, like should we hug, should we kiss, should it be a handshake like that? Or is it you're uncomfortable talking about yourself and you feel like you can't hold a conversation naturally? Or maybe you feel unconfident expressing some of the stories that you have to share about your life, and you feel like maybe the person will reject you for them, or they'll think that you're weird, or you'll get embarrassed. Or maybe you feel some other hang up there. So where exactly are you feeling unconfident on a date? In your work situation, where are you feeling unconfident there? How exactly is that being manifest? When you're sitting at a meeting, in a group meeting, and people are standing up and voicing their opinions, and you're sitting there and you're kind of being quiet and meek, make a note of that, if that's you. Or maybe it's when you see an opportunity in your job, maybe to step up and maybe put yourself in line for a promotion position, and your mind tells you, no, don't do that. Stay safe, stay in your current place. And maybe you're lacking confidence in that way, right? Or maybe you're lacking confidence in voicing your thoughts, and you can't get those out, or you're finding that you're having to hold back your thoughts. So make a list of all these different ways that you are not being confident. Then what I want you to do is I want you to analyze each one of those situations that you're facing and say, what is an alternative set of actions that you could be taking? So what would a confident person be doing? So let's say in that on that date situation, what would the most confident person who's extremely confident with the opposite sex, what would he or she do? How would he or she think? And jot down some specific points. How would he talk about his stories? How would she be thinking about the situation? How would he or she be carrying himself? What would the body language be like? What would the thought process be? Same thing with the situation at work or anywhere else. Make a list of alternative actions that you could be taking that would feel confident to you if you took them. So that is going to be kind of your game plan. Once you identify the situations and you identify the alternative actions, you kind of know what you need to do. Basically, what you need to do is you need to start changing your behaviors, and you need to start now living in and practicing those alternative actions. And I'm going to give you, though, a couple of techniques that are going to go along with this process to make it a little bit easier for you. So you're going to want to baby step this. This is not something that you're going to really solve in a week. It's not even going to be something you solve in a month. Just tell yourself that this is something worthwhile to work on. Even if you don't fix it in a month, just slowly chip away at it, and within a year or two, you'll find yourself really raising your confidence level just by chipping away at it every day, every other day, every week, right? And you are naturally going to be able to do this because you're always interacting with people, and so you have these little opportunities every day or every couple times a week to boost up your confidence level by taking a new set of actions rather than retreating into your shell like you have been in the past. So you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to break out of your comfort zone a little bit. And at times it's going to feel a little bit scary. It's going to feel a little bit threatening to you because you want to be safe and you want to retreat back into your shell. But what you got to tell yourself is that in the long run, it's going to be worthwhile to push it. And so you got to kind of find that comfort zone for you. Where can you push yourself a little bit more where it's not too scary? Because if you make it super, super scary, then that's just going to put you back into your shell even more. So just challenge yourself in small ways. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more in a second, but I'm going to give you a couple of techniques here to help you along with this process. So besides finding opportunities where you can now take these alternative actions and step out of your comfort zone, the other thing I want you to do is I'm going to give you two affirmations that you're going to tell yourself every morning for 5 minutes. And I have another video where I talk about how to do proper affirmations, so go ahead and check that out. You can find it on actualize.org and also on YouTube. But here I'm just going to say, number one affirmation is, I love being confident. So you're going to say that to yourself. I love being confident. I love being confident. I love being confident. And you're going to do that for 5 minutes straight every morning for at least 2 months without missing a single day. You're going to do that for 5 minutes. You get a timer and you time yourself. 5 minutes of that affirmation. And then the second affirmation, and this one is, I am independent of the good or bad opinion of others. I am independent of the good or bad opinion of others. I am independent of the good or bad opinion of others. So this one is also one you're going to spend 5 minutes on every morning, so total 10 minutes. Use a stopwatch to time yourself and do this, each of them, for 2 months straight. You're going to start to notice that it's going to make a big, big difference in how you feel about yourself, because it's going to start to work on your subconscious image, self-image of yourself. Now, the reason I mention this one, that you are independent of the good or bad opinion of others, is that I find that people that lack confidence, the reason they lack confidence is because the bottom line of it is that you're afraid that somehow you're going to cause disapproval in somebody else. And the bottom line there is that you just care too much about what other people think of you. The fact is that it's not important what other people think of you. And now I can tell you that, and you might even agree with me logically, but your subconscious mind is still going to want that approval. It's going to crave approval, and it's going to really be painful to you when someone disapproves of you, when someone disagrees with you, when someone says that what you're doing is wrong, when someone has a different opinion than you. And so what you got to do is you got to start to somehow numb that down, somehow get rid of that belief. And the way to do that, I found, is really nice with that affirmation. All right, so those two affirmations. And then the last technique I'm going to give you is a visualization technique. You're going to spend 5 minutes every morning for the next 2 months doing this visualization. You're going to picture yourself in that specific situation that you made a list of. You're going to pick one situation, the worst one for you, where you feel the least confident. And then you're going to take the alternative action that a confident person would take, and you're going to imagine yourself doing that in the moment right now. So the way you do a visualization, I also have other videos on that that you'll want to check out, is basically that you close your eyes, and for 5 minutes, using a stopwatch, you time yourself, is you picture yourself and you feel what it would be like, and you imagine in as much vivid detail as possible, what would it be like for you to handle that situation where you don't feel confident, to handle it confidently. So basically, you're pretending that you are a super naturally confident person, and you're going to play that movie out in your mind, and you're going to just totally pretend, and you're going to totally forget about the fact that you're not confident right now, and you're just going to pretend that you are, and you're going to do that for 2 whole months, 5 minutes every day without missing a day. Wow. If you do those things, I guarantee you that your confidence level will skyrocket. It will totally change. You're not going to believe how effective these very simple techniques can be. So the final note that I'm going to end on is that besides doing the affirmations and the visualizations, of course, you're going to be doing those, but then those are really going to be priming you for the real action that you're going to be taking in your life, which is pushing your comfort zone in real life situations. So the affirmations, the visualizations will then get you more, they'll basically prime you to then when you're in that real, when you're really in the line of fire and you're at that, you're on that date or you're in that presentation room. At your work, and you need to be assertive and confident, you're gonna actually step up and take that action that a confident person would take, and you're gonna have to force yourself a little bit to do that and kind of push through the fear, push through any anxiety that you have. And as you do that consistently, the more you do it, then you are gonna become a naturally confident person, and you're gonna grow into it, and it's not gonna feel fake. At first, it might feel a little bit forced, a little bit fake, but it's going to become very natural to you as you just keep doing that. The next and last point that I'm going to end on is that I want you to socialize more. Take opportunities to be more social. I find that people that don't have confidence a lot of times is simply because they are doing stuff where they're in solitary confinement. They're sitting at home or they're sitting at work in their cubicle. They're not out talking with people and they're actually actively denying opportunities to socialize. So maybe your friends one night on a Friday night are going out to a party and they invite you, but you dismiss them and say, no, I'll just stay home and read. Or maybe, you know, maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend want to take you out and introduce you to their social circle and you're like, no, let's stay in and just watch a movie. Or maybe at work, your coworkers are deciding to host, you know, an after work party, or they're deciding to host like a weekly lunch that you guys just gather together on and just chat and socialize. And you know, they invite you, and you say, no, you know, that's not for me. I'll just go have my own lunch. I make my own lunch. I don't really want to go out. I don't want to pay for dinner, or I don't want to pay for lunch, or whatever. I want to challenge you to stop that. You need to socialize more. You need more opportunities to step out of your shell, out of your comfort zone. And so take on those opportunities. First of all, don't deny any opportunities that are coming your way. But even better, go out there and create some new opportunities for yourself. What does that look like? Well, maybe every Friday night, decide that you're going to go out with some friends to a local bar or club. Maybe decide that you are going to join some sort of meetup group where you're going to talk to people that are into whatever thing that you're into, that are into your hobby. You can go to meetup.com and find groups there. Or maybe you are the one that's going to initiate and create a lunch group at work so that instead of waiting for other people to create it, you're going to be the leader and you're going to say, hey guys, why don't we meet for lunch every Wednesday at noon, and we're going to go to this restaurant or to this bar, to this pub, and we're just going to socialize and we're going to talk. Work, non-work, doesn't matter. And try to get some friends or try to get some colleagues together to have that kind of social event and be the center of that. And step up and try to be a bit of a leader. So all of this is, I'm painting kind of in broad strokes the long-term path that you want to take. You're going to want to start to baby step it. Start small. Start with the affirmations. Start with the visualizations, creating this list that we talked about, and then go out there and actually live it. And you're going to find that your life changes dramatically. All right, this is Leo. I am signing off. This is How to Be More Confident. Go ahead, like this, share this, please. Leave me your comments down below. And of course, visit actualize.org for more videos like this about how to develop your confidence, develop yourself as a human being, develop yourself in your career, in your personal life, in your relationships, in your health, basically everywhere. Create an amazing life for yourself through personal development. And there you can sign up to my newsletter where you're going to get videos like this every week for free.